What's in the news the day after Christmas?
People want to get different gifts. They also want to use their gift cards.
I'm Peter King, and today's expected to be
yet another big day, certainly one of our top 10 for the season.
Brian Field is with the analytics firm Shopping Track. Nearly 2 months that led up to this were also huge. Craig Johnson heads Customer Growth Partners, which tracks retail growth.
The holiday sales through Christmas Eve totaled $598 million by our estimate, and for the full 2 month period, November and December, will reach $671 billion, which is almost 5.7% above last year's pace.
Johnson says it's the best year-to-year growth rate since 2005, before the recession.
This has really been an absolutely crackerjack Christmas season for retailers and for consumers. Consumer spending has been gradually gathering momentum as the year has gone on, and this is one of those instances where the peak growth rate is hitting from a calendar point of view, right in fourth quarter, right during the holiday season.
Why? Johnson says incomes are up and so is the stock market. The fear factor is down. Fewer people are afraid of losing their jobs. And all of that bodes well for the new year.
We think that consumers has come roaring back to life and will keep the pedal on the metal right into and beyond 2018.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Peter King, CBS News.